This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. U.S. investigators are trying to determine what caused a Saudi Air Force pilot in the United States for training to go on a deadly shooting rampage at a U.S. naval base in Pensacola, Florida. AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
The gunman attacked in a Naval Air Station Pensacola classroom, killing three people. Two U.S. officials say he was a second lieutenant in the Saudi Air Force who was training at the storied base in Florida's Panhandle.
He was training in aviation.
Captain Tim Kinsella would not comment on any links to terrorism. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says the Saudis will be held responsible.
The government of Saudi Arabia needs to make things better for these victims.
In all, a dozen people were shot, including two sheriff's deputies, in the second assault on a Navy base this week. Sagar Meghani at the Pentagon.
The White House says it will not participate in impeachment hearings against President Donald Trump in the House of Representatives next week. AP's Mike Gracia reports.
The White House indicates it will not participate in the next impeachment hearing scheduled for Monday. A letter from White House counsel Pat Cipollone addressed to Representative Gerald Nadler, the Democratic chairman of the Judiciary Committee, did not expressly state the White House's refusal to participate. But Cipollone wrote that House Democrats are wasting America's time with what he termed a charade. The Judiciary Committee had given the White House until Friday evening to declare whether or not it intended to have legal representation at a hearing scheduled for Monday morning. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Hiring in the United States jumped last month to its highest level since January. U.S. employers added 266,000 jobs. The Labor Department said the unemployment rate dipped to 3.5% and wages rose a solid 3.1% in November. This is VOA News. The United States imposed sanctions Friday on three Iranian-backed Iraqi militia leaders over their alleged role in violently suppressing protests that have shaken Iraq. The militia leaders are accused of ordering their forces to fire on civilians, protesting government corruption and high unemployment. The punitive measures also targeted an Iraqi businessman for alleged bribery and corruption. In a statement that announced the sanctions, Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin said Friday that peaceful public dissent and protest are fundamental elements of all democracies. Since the protests began in October, around 400 demonstrators have been reported killed by security forces. The sanctions allow the U.S. government to freeze any assets the men might have in the United States and bar Americans from doing business with them. Subway workers, bus drivers, teachers, police, and more continued their protests over changes to France's pension system Friday, leading to huge traffic jams and frustrated citizens. Reuters' Matthew LaRotonda has more.
President Macron says he's trying to simplify the pension system, which has dozens of wildly different plans. Rail workers, for example, can retire up to a decade earlier than the average person. He wants to implement a point system, where for every euro contributed to the retirement plans, each person has equal rights. This is a game of chicken, though. Macron's 2 years in office have been hit hard by civil unrest. But if the protests carry on too long, they'll lose public support. Some commuters we spoke to on Friday said they weren't happy with being collateral damage. The next big strike is planned for Tuesday.
That's Reuters' Matthew LaRotonda. A report from the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has named the brands most commonly cited by patients hospitalized with lung damage from vaping illness. AP correspondent Jennifer King has details.
At the top of the list, Dank vapes at 56%. But it's not a licensed product coming from one business. It's empty packaging that can be ordered from internet sites. Cartridge makers fill them with whatever they choose. Other product names at the top of the list, TKO at 15%, SmartCart at 13%, and Rove at 12%. The CDC is recommending that people do not use any e-cigarettes or vaping products that contain THC. But with 13% of patients reporting they vaped only nicotine, CDC officials are continuing to look at nicotine products as well. I'm Jennifer King.
An up day on Wall Street Friday with the Dow adding 1.22%, the S&P climbing by 0.91, and the NASDAQ gaining 1%. For more, visit voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.